The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hi, hi, how you doing? Welcome. The most fun part of your day, or it should be. We don't want any crazy depressed people up in here bringing everybody down.
Okay, well,
so if you're not, you know, ready to have some fun and whatnot, then, you know, just do us all a favor and step out.
Just give me 2 minutes to pack up.
Well, I'm not talking about you. I meant the, you know, one or more of the three people who are listening and watching right now. There's a BuzzFeed list, and I still say there should be, I don't even want to say this because it would give somebody my billion-dollar idea, so I won't say it. Never mind. Sorry. Edit that, Rob. Edit that out of there. But on the BuzzFeed, they have a list of things that people have written in and saying that they're just too old to deal with it anymore. Like, okay. Once you reach a certain age, you're just like, I'm not dealing with that. Some examples. This person said, I don't do anything recreationally anymore if I'm not enjoying myself. If I'm not into a movie or show, I turn it off. If I'm not having fun at a party, I leave.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Just I'm too old to be standing around being uncomfortable or awkward or not having fun.
Feeling the pressure to finish a show that you're not into.
Yeah.
Shut it off. Why are you doing that to yourself? I do it all the time.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
But I'm trying to learn how to more, because I'll just sit and feel I should finish this up.
Because I started, I'll do that, and then I don't know how to get that off of whatever streaming service I'm on that says continue watching. If I'll start watching it, and like, I think it was last week, I saw that there in one of those, if you like this, you'll like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was a show from Investigation Discovery called Mean Girl Murders. Okay. So, you know, the concept of high school girls, mean girls, and then ended up in murder. As a crime doc, I started watching it about 10 minutes in. I just didn't like the format of it. I didn't like the look and the way they were shooting the stuff. And I didn't like the narrator because it was a woman and she was talking like this. Not that I wouldn't like a woman being a narrator, but she was saying, and oh, they were so mean to her at choir, like trying to make it sound, you know, spooky. Nah,
yeah.
Not for me.
No.
And now I want to get that shit off my continue watching thing.
I think they should allow you a way to clear those things. Mm-hmm. That drives me nuts. Stuff's up there from like 2 years ago. Or if you watch something and you cut it off in the credits, it still shows up there. You didn't watch the entire thing. Mm. There should be a way for you to clear that.
Another one was, I'm in my late 40s now, and unlike my younger self, I don't seek out friends. If a friendship happens organically, great. If not, I don't care how cool, rich, popular, or connected you are. I'll be friendly to you, but if we don't vibe, we don't vibe.
Okay.
And you're not, you know, it's like, oh, I need to be friends with him, or I need to be friends with her.
You run the risk of, like, putting up too many walls, though, and being a little icy to people, I think.
Right.
I've never done that, though. That's interesting. I've never seen somebody going, oh, I'm going to try to be that person's friend.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, that seems like an odd concept to me.
Mm-hmm. You know who was really bad about that shit? Mr. Who? Rogers.
Want to be your friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So pushy.
God, like, back off, dude. We're neighbors. Isn't that enough? Doesn't mean we have to be friends just because we're neighbors. I already granted that wish for you. Let's see. Another one that I thought was very relatable. Some of them aren't. Some of them are just dumb that people send in. But if you go out of town and there's a friend or even relative who lives there, I am not staying at their house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said that years ago. I don't want to be sleeping on an air mattress in the middle of somebody's spare bedroom that's now an office or a sewing room. You know,
yeah.
I got a bad back.
I learned that at staying at my mom's house.
Oh, like, yeah. You get an Airbnb now, don't you?
Yeah, I was sleeping in my nephew's bed, and it's smaller, and then I was just uncomfortable. Plus, people got to come in and out. Everybody's got to rotate around to a different place. He was sleeping on the couch. Like, I hate making him sleep on the couch.
Yeah, that's
not so. Yeah, you don't need to get a hotel now. Or the last couple of times I've stayed at my friend Benji's house, it's ways out from my mom's, but it's
well
easier. Come and go as you please, no big deal. Got my own bedroom, no big deal.
Friend's nickname is Benji Over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we'd go to Michigan. Not only did we have to sleep at family members' houses, but nobody had air conditioning.
Oh God!
And we went in the summertime. It was the worst.
I can't even imagine going and visiting relatives in Michigan. Yeah. I mean, that's a nightmare. That's a mean girl murder is what that is. Let's see. I think this is a good one. I will never again pay to attend a concert without seats.
I love that.
Yeah, Rob's not a lawn guy.
Who wants to stand all evening to see an artist perform or sit in some itchy grass? Count me out completely.
Yeah, I did that though. When I saw, was it November of 21, when I saw the Rolling Stones at Bank of America Stadium, the back of the field was standing room only. So about like 50 yards of tickets, and then like the last like 30 yards or 40 yards, whatever, was just standing room only. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. We had a great time.
And this was 1921? Is that right?
The last one that I found that I liked was loud music in stores drives me up a wall. I can remember watching my mom sit outside a store waiting for me because the music was too loud.
Yep.
I discovered that the first experience I had with that was going into Abercrombie and Fitch back when that was cool in the mall.
Yeah. Hollister's just as bad, too.
Yeah, and then Hollister was the loud music and the fact that they didn't have room to push a baby stroller in between the... The aisles are in between the little things.
You're talking about when you came back.
Right.
They're making it clear who they want in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That hit me in, we were, my ex-wife, Shauna and I were in New York. And we were in, there was an Abercrombie, it's like a three floors deal. And I remember trying to ask the girl about a jacket or something. And the whole time I was yelling. And I, can you turn this down? I mean, I'm trying to ask a question. That music was pumping. And the very next door, the DJ was set up right in by the door. So walked in the door, you had to take a step to the right or the left. Because I was like, damn, we couldn't back the DJ up just a hair.
Well, I'd be like, we can't find a store that doesn't have a DJ.
Yeah. Probably a good sign.
Was it you, Riggins, complaining the other day about having bands in the grocery store and dancing and all
that? Yeah, it was this video of like 25 people dancing in front of the bar in the grocery store. It's like, get the hell out of the way.
They do that in a lot of Harris Teeter's now. It's so weird.
Yeah, they do it right next door here in Lowe's Foods. I always assume they're Yankees, though. Don't you, Ace? You just see Southern people out there doing that?
I don't assume they're Yankees.
I do.
I don't know why I don't.
It's just like Southern people, though, wouldn't be like in the middle of the day going into a grocery store and dancing and drinking wine.
But they're old. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up in such a non-citified, part of the South. That's just what city people would do. Not to say that country people wouldn't do it, but they would do it at certain occasions. You know, they wouldn't be just at the grocery store doing it. They'd probably be like Riggins walking in there going, what the hell is a band and dancers doing up in the grocery store?
Yeah, they got a little guy in there the other day that was, playing his guitar, had his one little speaker on a stand behind him, and it was hacked with people in their 60s and 70s hanging out, drinking wine. I'm sure they're, you know, hitting on each other, whatever. This guy's up there with his acoustic guitar. Rico the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that was the song he was singing, but it was something along those lines. Yes. He was doing those 70s singer-songwriters. Yeah. Been through the desert on a horse with no name. Oof. People are just there like, they're getting off on, they're grooving on it. But get another beer. Would you like some wine? Yeah.
Yeah, right there in front of the roasted chicken.
Yeah.
This is delightful.
Yeah, we don't have to go to a seedy
I'm telling you though.
Nightclub
or that bar,
saloon.
That bar in that grocery store probably crushes it.
Yeah.
Crushes it.
That's just so dangerous. If I drank like I drink and I was in the middle of a grocery store when I got that drunk, I'd just be like a demon.
But it's like going just in there and
opening shit.
Like the other day we went in there and I got a beer. Amanda got a first thing we did before we started shopping. Amanda got a Prosecco. I got a beer. It was like, I don't know, 12, 13 bucks, whatever. And I started thinking, like, you look around and go, okay, if all these people have one beer, like everybody that comes in here, say they're profiting an additional $4 off every person, $5 off every person that comes in here. That's a crazy number that they're making.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that this whole conversation took place on my podcast about the grocery store dancing and all that. And I actually said, who can't just go buy groceries without having to have a drink while they're doing it? So there's the answer. Ace and Amanda.
I'm your answer. I'm your answer. Exactly. Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenyx. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.